visiting here with Kansas State University Athletic Director and John Curry. Thanks for joining me here this evening, John. And day three of the Catbacker Tour lands you here in Scott City. What's the attitude been for K-State fans this week, the first 2 days, and then including tonight?
Well, as always, K-State fans are so passionate about their school. We've had great attendance our first two nights in Dodge and Garden. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to go to Dodge. I just made the Garden stop, and then tonight. But this is something that K-State is known for nationwide, and we shouldn't take this for granted because most universities now, their tours like this have dwindled down to three or four places. And at K-State, we still have unbelievable passion and have, you know, what, 30 different stops on the Catbacker Tour this spring.
That's pretty cool. Numbers been up overall this year, Catbacker Tour, with all the excitement surrounding Kansas State?
There's tremendous excitement surrounding Kansas State. Just to give you an example, right now versus the same day last year, we've sold 3,500 more season football tickets in the same day last year. We have turned our situation, because of the passion of our fans, from one that 3 years ago some people from the outside might have questioned to one now, 3 years later, is of national prominence. You know, we were 98% capacity the last 2 years at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We've had 8 sellouts over the last 3 years that rank among our top 20 crowds ever. There's just unbelievable momentum. And now as you look at our facility expansion project, over $100 million being invested in athletic facilities for our 16 sports at K-State. So we're very fortunate to have great coaches and great student athletes and really the best and most loyal fans in America.
Speaking of the facilities, you're about done with the basketball training facility and then, of course, getting ready to break ground, or you did the groundbreaking in late April for the new press box area in suites at Kansas State for the football. Talk about the progress. What's the timetable on those?
Well, phase two of the Bill Snyder Family Stadium master plan will be open on August 31st, 2013, and that is the $75 million West Stadium Center. And that project has something for every single K-Stater. You know, whether you talk about ADA access to take care of our handicapped patrons, 200% more restrooms and general purpose concession stands, a Hall of Champions that reflects the heritage of our institution, and then certainly the facility will help us generate more revenue, which helps us support our programs. But one of the most exciting things we've seen this year is we've sold, again, as I talked about, more season tickets. And we've sold out the upper deck on the east sideline with season tickets that cost just $102 per person. So we truly believe, as a state university and the land-grant university of Kansas, we truly believe everybody in the state of Kansas, whether or not they went to K-State or not, is a purple person who has a home in Manhattan.
Talk about the hiring of Bruce Weber. It's your first head coaching search that you've had. And how were you able to accomplish it? I guess stealth mode would be the right way, how it didn't get out about who you're interviewing.
Well, we were prepared, and we, you know, although not as the AD, but in other situations, been through it before, have a great support staff that managed our business, and I pretty much did nothing from the time we had that press conference until the time we introduced Coach Weber at the next press conference 5 days later. But Coach Weber very quickly rose to the top of the list, and he really explored and examined K-State. I mean, he checked us out, too, because you're talking about a coach that's been to the Final Four, won conference championships in two different conferences. He coached Illinois to their first Big Ten conference championship in 50-something years. You know, if you go back and look at when he was a coach at Southern Illinois in the Missouri Valley Conference, you can go back and look at his record against Wichita State and Mark Turgeon, for example, where he was extremely competitive. So you're talking about a really high-caliber, high-integrity coach. But when you talk about the expeditious nature of the search and the quiet nature of the search, we owed that to our student athletes. And at K-State, we always start with our student athletes first, because that group of young men, when I stood before them after Coach Martin informed us that he was leaving, and they were all they were anxious because it's a transition, but they were all also very mature about looking at the fact that transitions are part of life. And what they really asked for was the best possible coach to lead them forward. And so now Coach Weber comes in. He's completely stabilized our roster. He's had two great signees this spring who were nationally competitive recruits. I think we're in a very, very positive trajectory. And with leadership from young people like Rodney Magruder and Jordan Enriquez, who's both Jordan's been out on the tour, been on these stops in Dodge and Garden, and guys like Will Spradling from the state of Kansas, I think our future is very bright under Bruce Weber's leadership.
Also, of course, conference realignment, a topic, again, it seems like it never ends. It dies down for the winter, comes back up in the spring. Of course, they have the new additions of West Virginia and TCU replacing Missouri and Texas A&M. Of course, there's the talk of Florida State and Clemson maybe and Louisville, some of the names trying to rumored coming to the Big 12. Talk about the conference expansion, the realignment. I know a new commissioner, it's going to be kind of an interesting move.
Well, I'm very proud and grateful for all the members of our conference and the ADs that I work with directly, and then, of course, the SWAs and the FARs and the presidents. And the presidents of the board of directors of the league, including President Schultz, our president, who has been a very, very important leader in this whole process, was a key leader in the search and recruitment of a really a world-class outstanding commissioner in Bob Bowlesby. I give Chuck Ninus enormous credit. He didn't have to come back and risk his reputation on our deal, but in just 6 or 8 months, he's done an extraordinary job of not just stabilizing us, but driving us forward. So I think perhaps the most gratifying thing is that our institution serve these millions of alumni, including the 200,000 friends and alumni of K-State, who are so loyal and patient, and their loyalty and patience is being rewarded now in what is not just a stabilized conference, but all of a sudden the rest of the country is seeing what we all felt like was possible, which is a dynamic, aggressively moving forward on a very positive trajectory conference, whether it's with our media rights situations that are going to provide incredible exposure to our student athletes and for our alumni, and will provide revenue to help improve our student athlete experience, just kind of the overall synergy of the whole deal. Now, you know, going back to the question about expansion, we're really in a different position than we were 2 years from now, 2 years ago. Now we're in a position where we don't have to make any moves, and we can assess the opportunities and see what opportunities might make sense for our league.
All right, well, it's been a great year for Kansas State University Athletics, and looks like it's going to be exciting with the new training facility opening up in a few months, and then, of course, football coming up in 100 days from now, and, of course, the spring sports wrapping up here, and it could be an exciting one. But thanks again, John, and it's a pleasure to see you as always, and have fun the rest of the week.
Thanks. We'll see you this fall.